Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Whatever is done without a conviction of its approval by God is sinful. What is sin? Sin is displeasing God. Sin is disobeying God. That's what it is. Everything we do, we ought to be checking our heart and checking the Word. Lord, does this please you? Does this please you? And if we have the sense in us that it doesn't please Him, that's all we ought to have to know. Quit it. Change it. Right? If He's not happy with it, we got no business with it. Right? Amen. Every day. It's not about man's rules and do's and don'ts. Not about what everybody else thinks you ought to do with your life. Check your heart every day. Lord, are you pleased with me on this? And if you live close to Him, when you do something that displeases Him, you'll know it. You'll know it right on the inside. Your heart will bother you. Well, now, if you go on and keep doing it, you are sinning. Did you hear me? Because you have a conviction in your heart that it displeases God. And if you just push on and keep doing it, don't you get technical and talk about gray areas. To you, it's sin. Right? So what's the objective? To live in such a way that every day, you, as far as you know, God's pleased with what you're doing. Right? As far as you know, everything you're doing, He's happy with. It's acceptable to Him. And you know, some things will adjust as you grow. Looking back on my life, you know, decades ago, I was doing some things that didn't even bother me much. But then after I grew a while, I looked back and thought, man, why was I doing that? You know, but I didn't see it. But I grew, and then I realized that didn't please God, and so I changed it. It's not a matter of pleasing your preacher or pleasing your church. It's a matter of pleasing your God. Right? Amen. If you're making Him happy, you're certainly okay with me. Now go back to the 9th chapter and let's read this verse, chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 9, our text that we've read again and again, verse 27. 1 Corinthians 9, 27 says, But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. I keep my body under control. I keep my body under submission to what? To the man on the inside. To the spirit. Must you control your flesh? Can it cost you if you don't? Even the Apostle Paul said, if I don't control my body, if I don't keep my body under control, it could cause me to become disqualified. Well, that's a serious thing. No, no. How many people, it's sad. I know of preachers right now, hadn't been in the ministry for 20 years because they didn't control their flesh. They messed up. And now they're too condemned to try to preach or get up in front of people. And the thing is, God's forgiven them, but a lot of times people don't forget. Right? And people say, well, you know, I don't care what people think. Well, that's easy to say. Yeah. But if nobody wants to come across the road to hear you, it will affect your ministry. Yeah. Right? And not just with preachers, with everybody, right? If people don't have confidence in you, it will affect you in life. So it's better to just not yield in the first place. We've been talking about this for some weeks, and let me review just a little bit some of the things that we have mentioned. Keys to reaching your physical goals. Number one, we said grace and truth. You know, Phyllis and I were talking a while back on her, you know, reaching her goal. I mean, for years, dear me, years, it was a thorn in her side. I'm telling you, a lot of talking and a lot of praying and a lot of crying for many years about this weight thing. And she's lost 52 or 3 pounds. I mean, dear me, and shaped up and, you know, glory to God. You know, we were talking the other day, and she said, you know, how did it happen? Well, there's some things she did, but she said, just the grace of God. And that's the truth. The grace of God. It's not by works. Now, there's some things we can do, but why are some people successful and others are not? The grace of God. So He gets the glory. Right? Because I'm telling you, you know, it's not all about your works. I mean, there's people, bless their hearts, that have worked themselves silly and just, you know, struggle and spend all kind of money and just worse shape than they were before they started. But by the grace of God, you can change things and adjust things and not take us one step forward and four back. Just progress and progress. Everybody say the grace.
Grace.
The grace of God. That's what you're depending on, not your superior intellect, not your superior grit, not your amazing willpower. Did you hear me? Because that'll let you down at some point. What are we relying on? What's going to enable us to reach our full goals? The grace of God. And we said, and truth. Truth is what makes you free. Lies bind you. Believing lies will bind you up. But the truth will make you free. Amen. Then also we talked about this. We talked about vision and desire. Do you remember that? Vision and desire. We said you got to see it. You can't just stand in front of the mirror and look at yourself and all you can see is what you are not and what you don't have and what you can't be. You got to close your eyes and see you looking good. Close your eyes right now. How do you see yourself? See what I mean? You got to be able to see yourself looking good. Trim and fit. Amen? Good looking. Feeling good. Able to do what you want to do. You got to be able to see yourself when you close your eyes. Rich. Writing big checks. Yeah. Sitting in the service and going, now Lord, you want me to take care of all of that? Or half of it? What do you want me to do? Because you can do it. Huh? Mrs. Wow, wouldn't that be nice? Well, not for you. You ain't there. You got to get to the place where you see it. You can see it happening in your life. You can see it. You might see something different in the mirror, but when you close your eyes, you can see you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Minus that excess weight. Or if you want to gain some weight, that weight that you're looking for, or whatever it is, without that physical problem, without that disability, without that hindrance, without that poverty, you got to see yourself free from the shackles and chains. You got to see yourself in victory. If you can't see it, you can't be it. If you can't see you doing it, you'll never do it. That's the way faith is. When something is you've received by faith, over a period of time, it gets so real to you that when it actually happens, it's not a shock to you. It's not a surprise. You've been living with this for some time. It's real to you. You are expecting it and you're glad when it happens, but you're not shocked. You're not surprised. You're expecting it. You were looking for it. Amen. Said out loud, if I can see it,
I can be it.
If I can see it,
I can have it.
If I can see me doing it,
I can do it.
There is a law in the scripture. You become what you behold. And we taught on that in some detail. And then we talked about desire. We talked about how that you got to count the cost. You remember that? It's going to cost you something either way you go. And you got to decide what's more important to you. What do I want the most? This second box of Twinkies or a trim waist? You got to decide which one do I want the most. You got to make decisions every day. Right? What do I want the most? Right? Do I want to just blow this money on myself or do I want to sow it into the kingdom? Because you can't spend the same money twice. Right? You got to make decisions. Every day you're making decisions and what you desire the most is going to determine what decision, and decisions determine direction, and direction determines destiny. And that's another message. Now, we began talking a couple of sessions ago about faith and patience. You remember that? Faith and patience. And all this has been review. But you know that's how we do. Was that okay? Huh? Did you want me to skip the review?
No.
Nah. Our third area is faith and patience. And we said faith involves action. We read in James where it says faith without works is dead. So when we're talking about faith, we're talking about acting on what you believe. And we talked about acting on changing eating habits. We talked about acting on exercise. It's not a dirty word. Right? Acting on it. Because it's only the doers that get results. I mean, you can talk about, you can go to the gym and watch them exercise every day. Right?
Yeah.
And you can say, I just don't understand it. I've been going to the gym every day for 3 months and I've gained 15 pounds and I'm in worse shape. You say, you go to the gym every day? Every day. I stay there 2-3 hours. What are you doing? I'm watching them exercise. Wait, you don't join them? Well, no. Well, I'm sorry, honey, but it don't come just by osmosis. You have to get up there and do something. Amen. You got to move something and do something. Right? Everybody say doers.
Doers.
Get results.
Get results.
We have a whole world full of watchers. Don't we?
Yeah.
We got a whole world full of watchers and talkers, but not doers. But we got a church full of
doers.
We do. It's obvious. You hear all these results? I mean, they didn't just sit in the service and go, glory to God. They didn't just play the tape. What'd they do? Everybody that got results, what'd they do? They did something different. They made a change. And we said, your body's not the problem. Don't weigh yourself 29 times a day. Don't sit and look in the mirror for 3 hours at a time. Your body is not the problem. It's never been the problem. It's your lifestyle. Did you hear me? It's your lifestyle. Change your lifestyle and your body will change. Right? It's a fact.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Victorious Over the Flesh, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-227. That's R-227, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.